And we are recording.
Okay, so this is Prime Ball Podcast, P&B Podcast.
P&B Podcast.
So today, we coming to you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's out there.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there in the world. You know what I mean?
You know, we got us some libations, some nice drinks out here.
Nice drinks.
And we got some nice little Thanksgiving football on. Now, we had two earlier games. We had the Redskins and Cowboys play. And we also had the Lions and the Bears play.
Yeah.
Now, first thing you should know, P&B Podcast, on brand for us, is that we huge fans of Alabama football.
Alabama football, and we do not support a team called Redskins because that is very racist.
But they also do have a lot of Alabama football players, i.e. Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, Jonathan Allen.
Brian Anderson.
You know, we could go on.
Deron Payne.
I mean, we can continue to go on. But
Roll Tide.
We kind of like watch the NFL through the spectrum of
Alabama
football players. Right. So, you know, we have people all day, you know, in these games. I mean, the star, the person who won the Chicago Detroit game, none other, Eddie Jackson, pick six for the win.
That's how they won the game?
Pick six.
I didn't watch the end.
I did.
Can we get a good roll tide?
Roll tide. And then, guess who had two big touchdowns? Two big touchdowns in the Dallas versus Washington game.
Who?
None other. Amari Cooper.
Cuckoo.
Yeah, big coup. Who other than, you know, you got the people out there.
Another roll tide.
People out there in Oakland Raiders. John Gruden coming in, trading off Khalil Mack. He out there shining.
That is the worst trade ever.
Trading off Amari Cooper. He even took the Cowboys from down there being sorry. All of a sudden, Dak got somebody to throw it to.
Now, they might shake up.
They got a chance to win their division.
They might shake up. And you say stuff like about the division. I know nothing about the NFL and the divisions and the AFC, NFC, WCW. I know nothing about nothing.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to draw this little diagram.
Okay, diagram.
But we're going to do that as we go along in the podcast.
Cool.
Eventually, everything's just going to kind of shake itself out. Now, also, since we are talking about things from the scope of Alabama football is also within the Southeastern Conference football powerhouse. I mean, if you want to talk about national champions, who else do you talk about other than the SEC? Okay, Florida State won one.
When?
About like 3 years ago.
Oh, I'm talking about James.
Yeah,
Roll Tide. Julio just caught a pass. I'm sorry.
We live watching the Saints and Falcons right now. And then if we're talking about, you know, we got Calvin Ridley, Julio Jones, as well as Mark Ingram.
And Alvin Kamara. But we're not going to talk about him because he couldn't start at the University of Alabama.
So he went down to Tennessee. You know what it is, what it is. But nevertheless, we're talking about the other game, which is the Mississippi State versus Ole Miss. And in this game, which is also another live watch for us right now, you've got Mississippi State, which is a solid team, but they don't have the quarterback to kind of get them over the edge. Like, they don't have the quarterback to get them where they need to be. And I think that the person that they need to have is – hard to say, but I think that they should have had Ole Miss's quarterback, Tiamu. I think him having the running game of Mississippi State to kind of go behind.
Do you think Tiamu is a good quarterback?
I think he's solid.
I think he's shaky at best.
I think he's solid. And the thing about it, too, is like we got to look at it because at the beginning, everybody was talking about the NWO. New World Order, they wire out receiving core in Ole Miss, and the Land Sharks turned out to be some baby sharks.
Baby shark.
So, they just seem to be, they have fallen off terribly. Like, their first big play was a big play against Alabama. They played us. They scored a big touchdown, and then that was Christmas.
That was it.
And so, it's kind of sad. like right now they're playing in the Egg Bowl trying to get into a bowl game.
A bowl game.
A bowl game.
Yes.
Like Music City Bowl. Like yeah. we're not even talking about like yeah. the new
Outback Bowl.
We're talking about the Backyardigans Bowl. Like we're just trying to get somewhere.
Toilet Bowl.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. They're trying to get 6 wins. And if they don't get me 6 wins, they're not going bowling this season. And you so, know what I mean? And to have that receiving core and don't go bowling, at least go bowling, is really a fair season.
Now, of course, Ole Miss does have, you know, the recruiting restrictions and all that other stuff. But at the very same time, also, they do got the bowl band, so they want to go bowling anyway.
Oh, Miss got a bowl band?
Yes, because of all those recruiting infractions.
Oh, okay.
You freeze loading them up real nice.
He did, he dipped on.
Yes.
Okay.
He dipped like the chips.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's what happened. And so, right now, we got these things going on in football. So now, we got the Saints versus Falcons playing. So, of course, we both think Mississippi State will win this Mississippi State Ole Miss game. We ain't got to talk about that one.
Yeah.
But right now, we got Saints versus Falcons. Who you think is going to pull this win off?
Saints versus the Falcons.
Saints versus the Falcons. There
you have to go with the Saints if you're a smart man.
Yes. But we always smart men.
For the most part, yes. Okay. Drew Brees is having a great record-breaking season.
All the Saints are having a great season. But for some reason today, I want to go Falcons. I might have to eat crow at the end of this podcast, but at the very same time, I think I want to go Falcons because I just think that this is the one time that the Falcons will get a win.
Why are the Falcons so shaky? Like, how do you go from Super Bowl contending, Super Bowl participating, and to what are they now? 4-6? 4-7? 4-6 or something?
4-6 and can't score in the goal line. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on with the Falcons. And, like, I think one of the main things that we got to look at is that they got injury issues, and then I think that they've gotten changes in coaching philosophies. And it's hard to deal with it because they can't stop nobody. They've been able to score points, but they haven't been able to stop nobody. Like, Trufant has been getting burnt all season.
Even when they went to the Super Bowl, they weren't able to stop nobody. Seriously?
No, not really. They just been able to kind of like boat race everybody. And they was able to kind of go up on them. And then they were able to kind of win with that one. And
yeah.
So that was the situation in that case. But, I mean, if we want to, it's just a situation with system-wise. Like, it's like, you know, whenever you're going to hear this pretty much all the time. We talk about football. We talk about the systems that get put into place. What are you putting into place to make sure that if somebody goes down, that we get somebody else to pick up the slack? If somebody doesn't do what we need them to do, that we find these missing pieces.
And if you need a reference point for what we're talking about, just watch any Alabama football game and you'll see. It's called the next man up process, you know? It's just the process.
Right. So we're going to sporadically bounce back into the football because we're watching the game live. Right now, currently, New Orleans is up.
Hey, man, you're a good moderator. I just want to let you know, you're a good moderator. And there's like, you're good at like filling time, you know?
That's what I hope to do. Now, as we are going, that is an interception. Can this be a pick six live on
you
the
PNB
podcast?
5-5 touchdown.
Falcons have tied. Well, you know, depending on, he tried to dunk that, he got a shot blocked by the person in the stands.
Hey, y'all just heard him say the game was tied. It wasn't. Coming from a Bama fan, just because you scored 6 points did not mean you would get the 7 points.
And so let's check out this replay right now. So we got Drew Brees, he drops back. He sees, he tries to throw the corner out.
Looks like it was pass interference.
They were kind of incidental in contact because it was way over his head. And then your boy Gazelle, with the speed of a Gazelle, brings it home. Tries to dunk it, shot
blocked.
It is what it is. Nice job of keeping it.
Man, they're going to call it.
Did they call it back? Did they say he was down?
They're going to say he was down by contact.
Down. Well, I mean, the contact of having them trip made them fall down. So we're going to get a chance to see if the Falcons are able to kind of pull themselves back into it. Because I think that they got a chance. It's only right now. If they let New Orleans go up by 2 scores, I don't think they're coming back.
It's pretty much a wrap.
But
I'm I just don't think the Falcons are going to pull it off. It's not the Falcons' year, and it's the Saints' year to do something. I really don't think the Saints will beat either the Chiefs or the Rams.
But those two teams are just kind of like playing prolific football. But I think that the Saints right now, they're trying to play for home field advantage. And if the Saints have home field advantage and they get to play in that dome multiple weeks and then they go to the Super Bowl in Atlanta,
yeah,
I don't think they can beat them.
You don't think nobody can beat the Saints?
I think they can be beat.
Did you watch the Monday Night Football game last night?
Yes.
Do you think the Saints can beat any one of those teams?
I think they can. I think that if we're playing in New Orleans, they have a distinct chance to pull.
Everybody has a chance to pull. But you being a football guy and watching football, and just because those two teams scored 40 on each other, don't mean no defense is horrible.
No, it doesn't.
Everybody's been sitting up talking about those defenses like they just.
No, it doesn't mean what is going on. What's going on. I mean, it could just mean that very simply that the offenses are prolific. And that's just what it is. Like, the offenses can be prolific and keep on going. But at the very same time, I think New Orleans can put points up with those people.
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't think New Orleans can put up that many points like that with them.
Drew Brees and the boys have been putting up points. Like,
yeah, they have been putting up points. But their points are kind
of
slow.
But the thing about this also is, like, I think that out of the two teams, I think that the Rams are the team that can actually make a playoff run. I do not think that the Chiefs, Kansas City is always faltered. They always falter in the postseason. They get to the postseason, they win like 37 games a season, and then somehow they get into the postseason, lose first round. I guess.
But they got a different animal at quarterback.
That's true.
They have a different animal at quarterback.
So we'll see if Mahomes can pull it off. So we're gonna see these multiple quarterbacks in the way. So now we're gonna bounce back and forth. Let's talk about something that's happening in the world. Have you heard about the situation where the missionary decided he wanted to go out to the island, remote island, to get to the Sentinelese people? For those who don't know, the Sentinelese people are people that live on the island, and they are virtually untouched by civilization. Like, nobody has ever been there, nobody goes there, because when you go there,
they kill you.
They kill you.
Yeah, they kill you. So, and I see nothing wrong with that philosophy.
So,
looking at history,
is it smart to go to a place in which they said, don't come here?
I don't think it's smart to even go over there. Now, this missionary tried to take Christianity to these people. I didn't think that was a smart idea. They told you not to come. Well, they didn't tell you not to come. They don't want you over there. People have told you not to go over there. But you wanted to go over there anyway. And the end result of that was death.
Yeah. Like, he had to pay off multiple fishermen just to get him even close to the area.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, he had to pay off multiple fishermen just to get to the area. And then when he got to the area, as soon as he stepped
out. So the fishermen won't even go to that area?
No, they don't. Like, there was one year, a boat full of fishermen, like a couple of fishermen, drifted too close to the island. And they shot him in the boat.
With arrows?
Arrows. They dangerous now. And the interesting thing about this also is, beyond them being completely shut off from civilization and not integrating and everything, is that we don't know how many of them are there. There's a census between 40 and 500 people.
And we're guessing.
And that's a guess. Guesstimation. It could be a million. Probably not a million. But it could be a lot of people there.
It could be. We don't know.
And we don't know. It could be Atlantis. And we don't know.
Captain Ridley with the catch. Throat tied. We don't know who is on that island. We don't know what these people are capable of. We know nothing about them.
The best thing we can do, leave them alone.
Leave them alone. Just leave That's them. The best thing to do, leave people
I mean,
alone.
Just leave them alone.
If they don't want you to go, come over there. Just don't go. It's not hard. Just stay lame.
Right.
Leave it alone.
And I think that that's something that people whole have had trouble with understanding that they want to kind of own other things. Like, they want to own land, they want to own places, they want to own people. It's just leave people alone. And it's just like, and the thing of it, and the interesting thing about it to me is because it's kind of framed as a situation where they're being savages or they're murdering people or whatever, but to them, you infringing on their land
is a threat.
It's a threat.
It's a threat to their lives.
And they have to protect themselves.
And they have children on this island. They have quote unquote what we would call families on this island. And you are a threat to all of that.
Right. And so Matt Ryan fumbles to himself, but anyway, they are threats.
You are a threat to these.
And you were going over there knowing that they're hostile, trying to say, okay, well, you know, such and such and such and such.
Let's look at it this way. A complete stranger walks into your living room.
Are you going to be nice to him?
No.
You can't speak his language?
No.
He just showed up.
He just in your living room because he want to.
That's not something that you're going to be nice about.
You're not going to be nice about that.
You're not going to be nice about it. So, that's his bad.
Yeah, that's on him. That's on him, baby.
You can't do nothing about that. So,
and these said, people are called the Sentinelese.
Sentinelese. I want to make sure I got it right, but it sounds Sentinelese or whatever.
Sentinelese people. Look it up, people.
We don't fact check until
just after. Just look it up.
We fact check after the fact. Y'all can look it up right now and see what it is.
But we're pretty,
you know, accurate. We're already cooked. And so, what I would like to say, or what I would like to probe your mind about.
Probing
is
in process.
How do you feel about Thanksgiving as a holiday?
How do I feel about Thanksgiving as a holiday?
Yes.
Started off as a murdering, ravishing day. You know? Mm-hmm. We flipped it into a good family day with football and good food and days off of work and shopping and all that good stuff. But let's just be honest, man. It started off by killing people, taking their land, and scalping people. Yes, that is very graphic, but that's just what it is, you know?
Okay, I can see you on that one. And do you think that it's a means to an end, so to say, as now that we have a situation where everything is kind of a nicer thing where people are kind of like spending time around family and everything, is it okay to transform the holiday into that, or should we always kind of keep in mind what the holiday initially was?
We should always keep in mind what the holiday is. No matter what you turn it into, what we shouldn't code it to be, you should always know what it is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I understand what you mean. But at the very same time, I'm going to enjoy them days off work.
Hey, if I'm off work for Christopher Columbus Day, I don't agree with him either.
We definitely don't agree
with him. I'm in Alabama. I get Confederate days off, and I definitely don't agree with him.
On those days when we're doing the cast, we go talk about those things. But right now, we just go focus on Thanksgiving, Turkey Day. So while we also talking about Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, what is the number one dish? Thanksgiving, number one dish, go.
Number one dish. How do you answer this question truthfully?
It doesn't matter.
Do you go with an entree? Do you go with
whatever your metric you want to go with?
If mine has to be my mama's dressing, you know, I only get dressing once a year, and this is that time.
You might be right on that.
You know what I mean? You only get dressing once a year. You might catch a pile too. You might catch a turkey or ham, good piece of ham. You ain't catch no dressing in the summer.
So while we here, want me to tell you an overrated food?
What?
Turkey.
Turkey is overrated.
It's good, you know what I'm saying? It's a good thing to have. You know, I'm a fan of most every bird to eat. But if we talking about
his likes to eat birds.
If we're talking about foods that you need to have in your life, then turkey, it's okay.
Turkey's okay.
It's okay. Now, some people can cook it. Mama can cook it where it ain't dry, and it's enjoyable and everything like that.
I heard you're supposed to fry them these days.
Sometimes you do fry them, but not end up on YouTube with an exploded house. Now, let's talk about that. Now, why do you think that there's a situation to where the turkeys explode.
Because they be like frozen a little
bit. Exactly, they frozen. And so
and they just drop them in that hot grease. They gonna blow up.
Exactly. You got extreme heat.
They gonna blow up.
Extreme cold. Kabloom. And then you got an accelerant because it's grease. It's already on fire. It's going everywhere.
It's gonna blow your house up.
It's gonna blow your house up. You just made a house bomb.
And you should be warm.
Now you ain't coming home for Christmas because you outside of a shack that's burnt down. I mean, it's what happens, and that's what people do, but it's not smart whatsoever. So,
not smart at all.
Also, it's coming up this week, and we're talking about
they have Kamara with the first down run. Can we get a
roll tide?
Get a good roll tide.
Speaking of roll tide, let's roll on into what's going to happen on this here Saturday. Now,
it is a massacre.
Alabama is about, I think, a 24-point favorite.
Is it?
Yeah. 24-point favorite.
Okay.
Over cross-state rival Auburn.
Okay. That Cal College.
So, in your honest opinion.
Honest opinion, that's all I ever have.
Not even that. In your expertise, that's what we're going to go with this one.
Ain't my expertise.
In your expertise, where do you think this game is going to go? Do we think that it's going to be a blowout win for Alabama, B, a close win for Alabama, C, a close win for Auburn, or D, a blowout win for Auburn?
Start off slow.
All right.
Just start off slow, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody emotions in this tool for
Iron Bowl.
First Iron Bowl. He'll be out there, feel that pressure. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Feel that pressure. It'll start off slow. It'll be a close game at first. You know, first quarter, middle of the second quarter. Halftime, you might see a gap in the points. You know what I mean? Halftime, you might see a 28-7 score difference. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it start off slow. You know, you only put that gap in between the teams right there at the end of halftime. And then, Auburn probably score coming out of the half. You know what I mean? Get them a little energy. But then Alabama do what Alabama does and hunker down and make you want to quit playing football by the middle of the third quarter. By the end of the game, your score will look like a beatdown, but it really probably won't be a beatdown. But it'll look like it on the scoreboard.
So you think it'll be like a 50-25 game, but it'll still be kind of like
I'd give
to
it
where like garbage points.
Is kind I'd of give it a 40-17 game. It looked like a whooping, but it really not a whooping. It looked like it on paper though.
Okay, so where do you think the transitional scoring is going to come from? Do you think that it's going to be Alabama's touchdowns versus Auburn's field goals will be the difference in the game, or do you think that it's going to be actual stops by Alabama?
What do you mean? Say that one time? Ask the question a different way because I didn't get all those words.
Okay, so do we think that Alabama's going to be winning because they're scoring touchdowns as opposed to field goals for Auburn, or do we think there's going to be an actual stoppage, like they're stopping them on and making them punt?
Alabama will win by scoring touchdowns. That's our MO for the year. Our MO this year is points on top of points on top of points. Tua for Heisman. Tua talking about Lord.
Tua talking about Lord for Heisman.
For Heisman.
Now, I'm with you on that. What I like to point out, though, is that I think that Alabama's going to come in with a strong, strong game coming off of the Citadel win. I think that Citadel
win. Because we was embarrassed.
We were embarrassed. It was
looking during the bad. Citadel game. Embarrassed.
And they're going to kind of come themselves. They're going to come back and get themselves back home. And so it's going to work itself out really good. I think we're going to come out strong. I think we're going to come out focused. And I think we're going to come out ready. And
I mean, that's an understatement for Alabama. We come out focused, ready. Let's talk about this nonsense here. Michigan, Ohio State. I know we just cut off the Alabama conversation, no, but what's understood don't have to be explained. We will see you on Saturday, you Auburn fans. We will see you. Now, Michigan, Ohio State, what do you think about the Michigan, Ohio State game? And will or can the winner of that game make it to the playoffs and compete, legitimately compete in the playoffs?
Okay. So, let me go with my playoff predictions, as we say, as a parent. Number one, I believe going into the playoffs, it's going to be Alabama.
Uh-huh.
I believe Alabama will take care of business at Florida, I mean at Auburn. I think Alabama's going to take care of business against Georgia. Number two, I think probably in behind them. Well, number two and number three are Notre Dame and Clemson. I think that they all take care of business unless Clemson does something. Or not Clemson. Unless Clemson messes up and loses to South Carolina. Or unless Notre Dame messes up and loses to Southern California. In those situations,
which can happen.
They can happen. It will kind of throw all things with that. But for right now, we're looking at the playoffs in which it'll be Clemson, Notre Dame playing each other, and Alabama and Michigan playing each other.
Alabama playing Michigan. I've been waiting on that for a long, long time.
Ever since that kickoff game a couple of years back. About, what, 2013?
Kickoff game.
It was a kickoff game we played out in Texas right after Jerry built that stadium.
Who we played?
AT&T Stadium. We played Michigan, boat raced them, and that was the end. That was the end there.
We won? We beat Michigan, eh?
Yeah. He got ugly. Real fast.
So why are you so wanting to play Michigan?
Because I just want to take down the Big Ten. They're always talking about, oh man, Big Ten football. And you, in general, whenever they're talking about Big Ten football, they're talking about Ohio State. But for this year, it's
the only one solid team out there. And I mean solid. I don't mean that they could beat Alabama. I just mean solid. It's solid.
The only team I think that has the weapons to actually play with Alabama is Clemson. And that's... All right, so we had this a brief intermission there thing, but we guess we wanted to wrap up the first episode prior. PMB podcast. Oh, because at the beginning I forgot to say I'm Pryor. He's
Boyd.
And so that's what we got. So it's a PMB podcast. Be sure to come back with us. We'll be sporadically a couple of times a month. We'll hit you guys up with some different information, news, sports, various things going on.
And, and hopefully some strip club etiquette.
Probably not that. But anywho, we'll see you in the future. This has been the PMB Podcast. We sign it off.